Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, I am super excited to introduce you to today's guest, Karen Deal, who I recently met and who just recently moved her practice and the White Cloud Institute, where she teaches energy healing and ancient practices to enliven your health in a modern world, right here to Bellingham. And boy, could we certainly enliven our health in this modern world. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, I could start off by reciting your biography, but it would probably take up the entire show. So in your own words, can you please just give our audience a quick snapshot of your background and what brought you out our way?
Yeah, well, I grew up in California. I also lived in Hawaii, and for the last 22 years was living in Santa Fe, where I moved originally to study with Barbara Brennan in New York. It was a little closer than traveling from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And since Santa Fe is sort of a mecca for healers and artists, it suited me really well. I like to paint and dance and teach, and so everything conspired to keep me there for quite a while, although I hadn't planned to stay there. So a few years ago, I started looking around for water and had always wanted to be up here in the Pacific Northwest. So
especially
I made
starting
a really
out in Hawaii
big...
for a while.
Say that again?
Especially being in Hawaii for a while, I would imagine, you know, from Hawaii even to
that was
high
a
desert.
Really, yeah, I was like a stranded mermaid. So I took a year and closed down everything and moved up here, and I'm very glad that I did, because I wanted a deeper connection with nature, and specifically with water and trees, which there is an abundance of here.
Yeah, we see that every once in a while here.
Just go outside.
Yeah, exactly. So before we get into more specifics about your classes and your retreats and certification programs after the break, what is your gut feeling about the modern times we're in right now and the importance of doing, you know, all that energy work and the things that you teach, as well as just, you know, other practices to raise our awareness?
Yeah, that's a really beautiful question. The times that we are in right now are really pivotal, I think, for humanity and for our planet, which is our
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
Technology and science has been ramping up very quickly for a while, and there are some good things that come with that, but the downside is that it has outpaced our physiology, and so our bodies are a little bit confused and overwhelmed and stressed, and that's a word that we now just sort of see and dismiss, but it's actually a reality. Stress really does affect our daily lives and our health and our psychology and our relationships and everything.
Well, and it's cumulative, too.
It's cumulative, and, you know, your format is making natural choices. And so the times that we are in require that some of these ancient healing practices come out. You know, I'm a Taoist practitioner, and the goal of Taoist practice is simplicity. The result of Taoist practice is a stillness. And this is something that we really miss in our life right now on the planet, because there are so many choices and there's so much information coming at us so very quickly. Like I said, it just has outpaced our body's ability to keep up.
Well, yeah, and at the threshold so many people are operating at, they have no idea, like I say, how much it has accumulated.
Right. Right. I mean, there's no way that you can say this is enough until your body shuts down or you become sick.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's so important, as I say, yeah, just to begin, even just simple practices of stillness and just observation, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Yes, and one of the things that I saw happening in Santa Fe, which is sort of a mecca for, you know, new age things of all kinds, is that people were trying desperately to buy their way back into health and happiness. Mm. And that's not the way to do it either. You can't buy it.
Well, even with energy healing, you know, no matter what is, you know, if you work with a practitioner, you have to, you know, kind of do the practices and you have to accept it.
Right. And, you know, I was teaching a 2-year energy medicine program, and, you know, all that work comes from Ayurveda, you know, the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that energy practice comes from Ayurveda, which is a very beautiful old tradition of healing. And the other things I teach come from the Taoist tradition and traditional Chinese medicine. And then the third thing that I teach that very few people know about is the Destiny Cards, which is a science that came from Atlantis, the 52 cards.
Interesting.
And so all of these things are coming back to us at this time because we need them.
Wow. Yeah, very well put. Well, we'll be right back with much more from Karen right after these short messages, so please stay tuned.
Nancy Allen can help you break free and thrive. Using hypnotherapy and other techniques, Nancy can help you break free of habits and obstacles, create positive changes, and discover your passion and purpose. She also provides hypnobirthing and birth-related services, helping expecting families experience birth with calmness and confidence. If you are looking to navigate career or life changes, manage stress, stop smoking, or experience birth with joy, give Nancy a call at 425-827-9400 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search ALLIN.
Anxiety, depression, chronic pain. You can overcome these obstacles. Dr. Schaub at Cellular Wisdom can help you reach your full potential. Dr. Schaub recognizes that the connection between mind, body, and spirit, and in particular the subconscious mind, holds the keys to accelerated learning. He uses therapies such as neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and pattern resolution process to find practical solutions for you. Believe in yourself. Call 206-323-2762 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, cellular wisdom.
During turbulent times or life transition, it is comforting to have guidance. Get in touch with your angels and guides. Liz MacDonald at Channeled Angel Readings is a spiritual channel. She can offer thorough, concise, and specific information to help you gain inner knowledge and self-awareness. Understand, reveal, and unblock your past issues, fears, and blockages. Call Liz at 206-367-5683 today to get your reading or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Angel Readings.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
This is Eddie.
And Lillian from Longevity Foods.
And you're listening to The Natural Choice Network on
Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. I'm here with Karen Deal with the White Cloud Institute, which just moved from Santa Fe, New Mexico to Bellingham, Washington. We're so delighted. Karen is going to be telling us about all the different classes, retreats, and certification programs she has to offer right here in the Puget Sound area. So welcome back, Karen.
Thank you.
So people came to Santa Fe from all over the world to take your classes. So, you know, like I said, we're so happy to have you in our backyard now. Can you tell us about some of the practices you teach, like, and correct me if I don't pronounce this right, Chi-Nei-Sitong?
Song. Yeah, Chinese song is Taoist abdominal massage, and people always ask me, you know, how did you get into this? And I have to say, you know, really, it started in the 70s when I was studying martial arts. And if you really study martial arts, you study the history and the philosophy of where it came from, and that opened up a window of memory for me of you know, some ancient Taoist practices. It just sort of downloaded. And
cool.
I ran into some practitioners who were teaching Chinese song out in Berkeley, my friend Gilles Moron. And So I studied with him, and then I went to Thailand and to China. And teenage song is actually a modern word. It's not the word they used in China, but thousands of years ago, people were doing massage in China, you know, 5,000 years, to be precise. And they called it anmo. And then, you know, people migrated through the monasteries and, you know, a lot of the warrior monks moved down through China into Korea and over to Japan. And so we see anma in Japan. And so these practices have survived. You know, even acupuncture survived as it left China and went to Europe. So Qinian Song is Taoist abdominal massage, and it's enlivening the metabolism of the organs. And I think it's exceptionally needed right now, you know, as we understand, the gut, connection to everything and how we're being challenged with our food choices and our lifestyle choices. And so my classes don't just teach techniques, because really we're already overeducated.
Yeah.
We don't need more education. We need more lifestyle savvy, I guess is the word. But when I teach classes, I spend quite a bit of time teaching practitioners, and anybody off the street can take my classes, how to cultivate their own life force or their own chi, so that they are taking care of their health before they try to take care of anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're just one of only two people in North America that actually have the certifications to teach these classes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's such an important thing.
Berkeley. Yeah, my friend Gilles, who's from France, has been in Berkeley for a while, and he has a Qinian Song Institute, and he encouraged me to open my school in Santa Fe. And so it's aligned with the Universal Healing Tao teachings from Montauk Chia in Thailand. So the two of us are holding those certification programs, although I will say there are other people teaching small seminars here and there. I mean, anyone can teach it, but
to get certified,
a certification program is just a little...
Yeah, well, why don't you talk about certification programs a little bit, because I know there's a lot of people out there, too, that, you know, where, you know, they might be able to even find a career opportunity doing some of this. And I think the more of it that gets out there, the better, like you said, at this point.
Yeah. You know, when I first started teaching, and, you know, I have a master's degree in education from UC Davis in California. And so that really assisted me to be able to write curriculum. But when I started teaching, Martha, I was just teaching anybody who wanted to come to class. So it was, you know, my neighbors, but it was also professional people like acupuncturists and physical therapists and nurses and massage therapists and and people who study, you know, some of them are very serious and they want a piece of paper and a certification. And so creating a certification program is, you know, a bit of paperwork and spending time writing curriculum and then taking the responsibility of really holding a student body. So I had a school and a bookstore in Santa Fe, and, you know, people would come from all around the world to take classes, but I also was hosting other instructors there. Certification is great, but, you know, you're only as good as the work that you bring to the table. Or, you know, you're only as good as what you bring into whatever it is that you do.
Well, there's so many practices that want to be integrated, like you, and you made some, you know, really good examples. Like if you're an acupuncturist or, like you say, massage therapist or, you know, involved in any of the energy healings, you know, each one of these, can, you know, really, really boost you what you're, you know, able to do.
Right. And then on the flip side, I'm offering a class on Whidbey Island in September for families, for parents and children to come and learn Qinian Song, which is abdominal work, because, you know, this was, you know, a practice that every family would know, or every body would go to the monastery to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old days, the monks had... Say that again?
Very accessible.
Right, right. So, you know, these are practices, you know, that are supporting a healthy lifestyle. And so everyone can do what I am offering in these certification programs.
It doesn't just have to be a career path. You can bring your kids. And yeah, like you say, it's more of a lifestyle thing. So, you know, on any mm-hmm. level where there's interest, it sounds like, you know, you've got a little bit of something for everyone. Talk about some of your other classes. Like Qigong,
well, I'm looking at a flyer here that's on my desk for a class I'm teaching this Sunday on chakras and crystals. And this is a really fun one-day class.
Yeah.
It's just a one-off class. It's not a part of anything, but it's a distillation of all of the knowledge that I have about crystals that I started studying in the 80s.
Yeah.
And the chakra system, which I studied with Barbara Brennan in New York for 4 years. And, you know, so I'm going to give you a quick look at what are crystals, what do they do, what are chakras, what do they do, and how do they interact.
Even over the years, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to, you know, by the end of the day, be laying crystals on the chakras and cool. be looking very specifically with pendulums and hand scanning and how do crystals and stones affect our energy field. You know, and the chakras.
Yeah.
And so, you know, stone medicine is some of the oldest ancient medicine from China. And the chakras are an old system of healing from India.
Yeah. Well, and they say like crystals are in computers. I mean, so, you know, they've been
yes.
used for ancient, you know, healing purposes, and now they're being used to connect, everybody electronically. It's time to bring those wisdoms together so we are connected responsibly.
Right. Without crystals, we wouldn't have radio.
Exactly. Yeah. They're the technology. Also, talk about the melt method. And we're talking about connecting you know, and how it ties in with the flow and water. Yeah.
We had a fun time talking about melt the other day.
Yeah.
So melt is my newest aha, you know, because I studied Rolfing so many years ago, and mm-hmm. we didn't know much about connective tissue. Now we know a lot. We know that connective tissue is a three-dimensional fluid matrix, and mm-hmm. so Sue Hitzman in New York put together the MELT method, which is a way of rehydrating connective tissue. Mm-hmm. So the majority of our body is connective tissue. It's the most abundant tissue in our body, let's say,
yeah.
and it's a fluid matrix, and so pain lives inside of these sensory nerve endings that are in connective tissue. So when we do some gentle manual work on connective tissue, we're rehydrating and getting people out of pain, creating more fluidity and movement and, you know, being able to enjoy life.
Well, yeah, as I said, I mean, just like, you know, as a metaphor, too, when anything is stuck...
Yeah.
You
right.
just need to move. Movement, you know, movement is the key. Like you say, let it flow.
Yeah, right. There's a saying, motion is lotion.
Oh, I like that.
And, yeah, in this case, the connective tissue becomes like a dried up sponge from repetitive stress and aging and so on. And so just some gentle manual self work, and because melt is a self-care treatment.
Yeah, that's what's great about
we'll
it. Yeah.
It will start pumping the fluid back into that sponge and unsticking all those pain receptors.
Yes. Well, we just have a few minutes before break to talk about the longevity retreats that you also hold. Do you want to give us a quick blurb on that?
Yeah. You know, longevity, yang shen in Chinese, is a practice of supporting life, you know, and so a lot of the longevity practices that I teach are prevention type practices.
Right.
But, you know, Qigong, meditation, diet, you know, those kinds of things become our lifestyle choices, which either contribute to longevity or rob us of our lung tests.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, once or twice a year, I take a few days to teach just those self-care practices. So many of the classes I teach are open to everyone of all ages to learn, you know, some old practices. I don't make these up. Believe me, I don't need to make anything up. It's already been proven over thousands of years.
Yeah, about centuries.
So, you know, in a lot of my classes, we start in the morning by going outside and doing some Qigong and moving and breathing. And, you know, breathing alone helps to alkalinize the blood and get you out of a stress response. So it's these very simple,
simple practices.
The most simple things that we do are often the most profound.
Yeah. Well, and they can become the new habit once you start the practice. I mean, it's not mm-hmm. a practice anymore. You know, it just will become intuitive. So you got to start somewhere. So it's definitely worth the time you put in to start and to learn about it. Well, we'll be right back with some closing thoughts from Karen, so please stay tuned.
Katherine Larson at InnerSource Counseling has over 30 years' experience providing mental health care. She believes that therapy is a personal journey. Her mission is to offer guidance to those who are dedicated to their personal healing. Sessions are conducted in an atmosphere of warmth, openness, and respect. Katherine works with children, adults, and couples to help them find the most effective path for healing. Start your healing today. Call 206-933-1710. Or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Inner Source Counseling.
Do you want to feel free and at peace from past hurt and trauma? Do you want to feel happy and satisfied with your relationships? Let Optimal Life Wellness Center help you gain more energy, motivation, and happiness in your life. Be inspired and empowered. Actualize your most authentic self. Call Optimal Life Wellness Center at 425-646-2778 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, optimal life.
Sanko is about the living arts of life, where we embrace new strategies and ways of being within our world through studies of shamanic traditions. Allison Lancel is the founder of Sanko. Curious about shamanism? Enroll in one of Allison's classes. She's also available for private consultations and healing services, and conducting shamanic ceremonies. To find out more about shamanism, call 425-334-9403 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Sanko. That's S-O-N-Q-O.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Lynn Brown, Energy Intuitive with RawnessOfLife.com and Financial Planner, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. So, Karen, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I would, from Bellingham, I'm looking out at a lot of green, say, get outside, breathe, and really begin a deeper, more intimate relationship with the nature that's here, because this is our environment, and it supports us, and we need to be in communion with the intelligence of nature. There is a vibrancy here in the Pacific Northwest, which is why I came here.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught on to that.
There's a vibrancy that supports our humanity.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you don't have to overthink it. You just have to go outside and let your body unwind there.
That's so well put. I mean, there doesn't have to be a story. You just let yourself entrain with the path or with the water or whatever you're looking at or putting your attention on that is now part of the natural world.
Right. The intelligence of nature is huge, and it's alive here. And so we simply need to get outside and allow ourselves to open to it and trust it.
Yeah. And there's a reason that Buddha likes to rub his belly. There's a lot going on in our gut.
Yes, that's right. And I could talk about that for days and days, which I do. I invite you
to come and take the class.
Yeah, or, you know, come and receive a treatment anytime.
Yeah, I love the idea of an abdominal massage because that's, you know, the last place I usually think of when I put my hand on my tummy. It's usually, oh, God, no more pizza. No. So what's your contact information and your website if people are interested in taking your classes or going on one of your retreats?
Right. Yeah, the White Cloud Institute is where you can find classes here and in Colorado and other places that I teach. Amethyst by the Sea, that's my personal website.
I love that name.
Amethystbythesea.com. That'll give you an idea of some of the treatments that I offer. And also it has an updated list of MELT class locations, mm-hmm. which That's are really great. Fun one-hour classes.
Oh, perfect.
So my phone number is on both of those websites. Feel free to contact me in email.
Yeah, and you can also just keyword search White Cloud Institute at naturalchoice.net. And a recording of today's show will also be posted on the website under radio with Karen's contact information, which you can find there as well. And remember, Natural Choice Net is Puget Sound's one-stop platform to find all the resources and information you need to make the best choices for you, your families, and your community. So be sure and check it out. Well, thanks again for joining us, Karen.
Thank you for having me, Martha. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, my pleasure. So glad to have you here. And thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join in, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.